celebrate the joy. And I had the privilege of being here at 9:45, and indeed it was great joy. Good news of great joy. We look forward to hearing from the choir.
A voice cries in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
We gather here to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. We come to remember when God visited the earth in the form of a child.
And we meet to worship the Lord and to celebrate the new life He offers us. We pray that we will experience God's presence in a fresh way. This is the true meaning of Christ's birth. The angel said He will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
So now we wait that God will move among us as we listen to the story of the Christmas miracle.
Oh, In the beginning, God created human beings to love and be loved. God chose his greatest creation for this, but they did not choose God. Again and again, they turned away, but God did not give up. He kept calling. He kept loving.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
Though they walk in darkness, the people of God remembered his light. They tried everything to get back to God themselves, but they could not. They cried out in their distress. God heard them. He had a plan. Because they could not get to him, he would go to them himself.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
The silence of Christmas began long before the birth of Christ. For 400 years, God was silent. From the final words of the prophet Malachi until the proclamation of John the Baptist, from the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were no prophecies, no revelations, no direct communications with his children.
You see, God is often silent while he's working. During those 400 silent years, God was resetting the world stage. Key prophecies were being fulfilled. The nations of the world were repositioning themselves to be in direct alignment with Scripture. For the first time in history, the Hebrew prophecies were being translated into another language, the universal Greek language, allowing for all nations to recognize the Messiah at just the right time.
But while the curtain was closed and while God was silent, his oppressed children were crying to him for deliverance.
We have been waiting and need you to Fear not, for the Lord is with you. As the child was born, the angels continued to bring their message of comfort to the earth.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They had seen a star in the east and had come to worship him. Like the Magi, we seek the Lord. We offer him our truest worship and finest treasures. Will the ushers please come forward at this time to collect this morning's tithes and offerings.
God has come for us. We are the people who have walked in darkness. We are the people whom God has never forgotten, never stopped loving, never stopped choosing.
My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
People of God, he came for us. He is coming right this moment. He will come each time we turn to him. He is born into our world every day, and with his arrival, He brings his kingdom right here, right now, just as he promised.
Received each new day as a gift, feel the rejuvenation and joy of the Lord's salvation. For all who truly see his truth and receive his salvation will live forever with peaceful hearts and restored souls.
So this child, this Messiah, the Savior, delivers us today the same way he has delivered his people since Bethlehem. He gives us his own righteousness.
How can we respond to such an amazing, undeserved gift? We cannot be silent. For if we remain silent, even the rocks will cry out praise in our place. And so we join the great psalmist in exclaiming,
Bless the Lord, O my soul. and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.